With me today for New Talent Tuesday, I have Abisha from Kegs. Hi, Abisha, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. We've had singers and artists on the show before to talk about songs and stuff that they've got coming out, but we've never really talked about it as a hobby and why it's so great to sing just for sort of personal enjoyment and entertainment. It doesn't always have to be something that, you know, you're putting out into the world. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into singing?
Yeah, so I've always liked singing, you know, singing along with songs. And then I think it's just something that's been really fun, something I really enjoy. And then I've also sort of got into choirs and stuff as I've gone through primary school.
That's so great. So today you are here specifically to talk about vocal ranges and how to expand them. It's something you've been really interested in lately. Before we get onto that, just outline for anyone who doesn't know what the various vocal ranges are, because there are different voices, aren't there?
Yeah, so they're divided into male and female voice types. So I guess you could just choose whatever you identify with. And then there's the lowest male one is a bass. Then there's a middle male one, which is the baritone. Then the highest male one is a tenor. Then into females, there's the lowest one is called an alto. Next is called a mezzo. Then highest is called soprano.
Last time I checked, I was like mezzo soprano. Typical. It's the same with like shoe sizes, clothes sizing. I'm always not quite any of them.
Yeah. So there are like subcategories as well, like mezzo soprano. And then it's just finding that, and then you can actually work with whatever your starting point is.
Absolutely. And if you don't know your range, then there are lots of ways that you can work that out. You can find amazing YouTube videos that if you sing along to, they'll tell you, well, if you can sing this note and you can sing that note, then you're a baritone or you're a bass or something like that. And they can be a really great place to start as well, can't they?
Yeah, exactly. I used to be obsessed with like trying to sing higher and developing my falsetto range, which is like when you try and do like a Mickey Mouse impression and you're like, whoa, then you just go and you're like, ah.
So interestingly, you sing bass, don't you? And tell us about how you got into that, because you weren't just naturally a bass singer, were you?
Yeah, no, naturally I'm a baritone, but then I've looked at bass singers and I really liked them. You typically find bass singers in like a cappella groups or gospel singers. And then I was really just captivated by bass singers. There's just something so immersive and nice and satisfying in a way of a deep voice.
Absolutely, I agree, yeah.
And I just really wanted to recreate that myself, but couldn't really do it in what we call chest voice, which is like your normal singing voice. But then I discovered some bass singing techniques, which I now use just personally to try and recreate some lower sounds.
Interesting, yeah. So you've had to sort of train yourself to do these. Are they sort of YouTube tutorials or just techniques that you read online? How do you practice something like that?
Yeah, you just sort of like YouTube, Google, TikTok, the sort of things where you like, you find these new fun things you try. So I've tried a couple things myself and then I found they work for me. I'm obviously not like perfect at them. I think anyone can give it a go.
Well, that's really interesting. Yeah. How often would you say, not just sort of singing around the house whilst you're doing stuff, how often do you sit down and go, I am going to practice this and try and get better and lower my range?
Personally, for me, I practice singing whenever I'm home alone. It's just whenever I'm comfortable and like I get those opportunities, that's where I'm like, okay, now let's see, you know, if I try and be loud and if I'm not worried about people hearing me, let's see how it sounds then.
Yeah, I'm the same. I like to be on my own, not know that people are listening. Tell us a little bit more about like the sort of techniques. How do you work on your range?
Okay, yeah. So the first sort of technique I discovered was the growl technique. This is also being called the fire breathing technique. And although this may sound silly, it's kind of just the Batman voice, if you think about it.
Okay.
So then my chest would be like an ah. But then if I choose to growl that and make it lower, it would be a ah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And that's how you work on getting it lower.
That is one technique. So okay. A bass singer that uses that technique is Tim Faust. He's in this a cappella group called Home Free. They do like country music. And then other bass singing techniques include vocal fry, but vocal fry is more often used to get into a different technique called the subharmonic register. So vocal fry is like when you're really tired, you incorporate this into like your speaking voice, but it's this sound.
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't sound great by itself, but you can merge that with your chest voice. When you just take your chest voice and you try and relax that into vocal fry, you can try and find your subharmonic register. And it's definitely something you can like use to sort of hit lower notes. Mm. So something for me is that I don't use this to just lower my range in general, but for me it's more like when I hear a bass singer singing a note in chest voice that they have in their natural vocal range that I don't have, I then use this as a way of lowering my voice to hit that note.
That's really interesting. Would you say that this is for a purpose more than just for yourself to sort of see what you can do when you're home alone and no one's listening? Do you think you'd ever, maybe when you go to uni or something, join a band, maybe an a cappella group or something?
I'd love to like join an a cappella group once we don't have a pandemic. I think that'll make it a lot easier for me to start something. But I'd love to join an a cappella group, and this can definitely be used a lot more. You can definitely use this to just expand your vocal range in general, which can be quite helpful if you're a singer. You now have this new range. And it's not only like practicing those techniques can also help you lower your chest voice, is what I found. So it's like sliding down in just like a vocal fry or subharmonic, and then like all of a sudden you find that your chest voice is suddenly a lot more comfortable in a lower range as well. So then now I have these options. If I was to go into an a cappella group, I could potentially sing a bass line, even though I'm not a bass.
That sounds really interesting. And you mentioned there about being in lockdown. Obviously, it makes it much harder. I'm sure you'd be doing stuff if you were able. Is that something you've really missed during lockdown? Obviously, schools can't do their school concerts. Is that something you would have been involved in if you could have?
Yeah, it's definitely the sort of thing that like I probably would have gotten involved with if we weren't in lockdown. Also, with lockdown, I've had less opportunities where I am home alone. So it's like I have practiced singing less.
Of course, yeah. Although if you're able to sort of get over that of not wanting to sing whilst other people are in the house, I suppose lockdown is kind of a perfect time to practice, because as you say, these things take a long time to develop. And maybe someone that's always thought, oh, I'd love to be able to do that, I don't have the time to practice it, I don't have the time to make my voice lower or to make my voice better. This is the time that you can take some time, you know, work on it every day, and then you'll come out of lockdown with a completely different voice that you went into it. So it's quite a good time if you can sort of get used to singing around people to practice.
Yeah, lockdown is just the perfect time, I think, for people to just practice whatever skills they want to. So that includes Absolutely. Singing. For me personally, I've used it to work on guitar. So and like I've been practicing guitar a lot more in lockdown, just something I've had time to do. So I've been doing it more.
That's great. Yeah, it's just about like taking up new hobbies, which is kind of the whole point of New Talent Tuesday, introducing people to new things that they might not have thought to try themselves so far. If people are listening and thinking, oh, that sounds something I'd really like to do, how would you recommend they go about getting started with something like this?
Yeah, I definitely think just do whatever research online you can to find, you know, any bass singers that you may like and sort of figure out how to get that sort of sound and research the techniques of the growl, subharmonics. And then I think if you are interested in trying to lower your voice and sing lower or just improve your singing in general, it's just about trying it and practicing.
Absolutely. It's just about making a start somewhere. And finally, before we go, we're running out of time. What would you say to people wanting to join or wanting to take up a new hobby? Why is singing in general, but particularly expanding your range like this, why is that something you really enjoy? Has it really helped you during lockdown?
I just think music and singing is just something that allows you to express emotions, relate to things. It's just something that I think we all like. We can all find like our styles and niches that we like within music and singing. And I just think it's something is so enjoyable that you can work on at any time. And that I think everyone should try and develop something in this field.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for chatting with me today, Abhishek. It's been great to have you on.
Thank you for having me on.
And I will speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.